Welcome back, everyone. Ted Ramey with you on this Wednesday afternoon, and we are now joined by one of my favorites. It is one of the great sports writers in all the land, the one and only Joe Posnanski, again now executive columnist for MLB.com, and he's working on an upcoming book on Houdini, which greatly intrigues me, and he's got a great post out on his blog today about Dwayne Kuiper. Joe, how are you doing today, man?
I am doing great, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. And your column about Dwayne Kuiper kind of struck a chord with me because I was able to do an event with Dwayne and his brother Glenn a couple weeks ago, where I was kind of the moderator for a speaking engagement with them. And I've been dealing with Dwayne here in the Bay Area for a long time, and it is amazing because everybody that comes in contact with Dwayne and Glenn as well, the Kuiper family is very well regarded around here. But you know, Dwayne he has a unique appeal, and I thought it was interesting, you know, seeing it from your perspective of somebody who wasn't in the Bay Area, but from you watching it with what he was with Cleveland on a team that was not exactly stellar, and the way he kind of endeared himself to you.
Yeah, it's really strange. Now you look at Dwayne, and obviously he's had such an extraordinary career as a broadcaster, and I think, you know, not just in the Bay Area, but throughout the country, I think everybody looks at that Giants broadcasting team as, you know, one of the best in the whole, you know, in all of baseball. And I think people see Dwayne that way. And I go way back. I grew up in Cleveland, and Dwayne Kuiper ended up being my hero sort of through, you know, you mentioned Cleveland wasn't a particularly great team. There weren't a lot of heroes to choose from in that way. I was a second baseman. Dwayne played second. I just loved him. I just absolutely loved the guy. And what I've said to people over and over again is, you know, your hero is probably somebody who is a better player than Dwayne Kuiper, but everybody should have a hero as who is as fantastic a person as Dwayne is. And the story that I put on the blog is about Dwayne once surprising me. Well, I didn't even know him. I'd never met him. Just surprising me by hopefully people will read the post, but there was a little surprise that Dwayne had for me. One of the great moments of my life, really, athletically, and he's just a kind of person, and the Bay Area is very, very lucky to have him.
Yeah, we are out here, and you know, getting to watch him do his thing all the time. Obviously, with your background in sports all over the place, can you think of a better athlete turned broadcaster than Dwayne Kuiper?
Well, I think he's just a fantastic broadcaster. I mean, so, you know, as an athlete, Dwayne would tell you he wasn't, he's more known for what he didn't do than what he did. but, you know, he was a good defensive second baseman a guy that everybody on the team loved. And he hit, you know, in that time period, none of the middle infielders really hit. And, you know, he had no power, but he plugged away and got a very, very good big league career. And then I think he's just a terrific broadcaster, and so is Mike Krukow. I mean, yeah. I think that crew is just terrific, and John Miller is, you know, a legend. I mean, it's like I say, I travel the country and I listen to baseball in a lot of different towns, and there are a lot of good broadcasters, but I don't think there's a crew as good, especially now that Vin is, Vin Scully's, wrapped it up. There's not a place that I love going more and listening and watching baseball than San Francisco.
I don't know if you saw it, Joe, but they asked Vin Scully, I guess, yesterday if he was going to watch the Giants or the Dodgers opener, and he said something to the effect of, "No, it's a day game. I'll have things to do. I might catch a piece of it." And it strikes me as, I don't know, I just couldn't help but laugh at that because here's this guy who has been baseball, but he's clearly turned the page, and he's just saying, yeah, maybe I'll catch some of it. I mean, I think everybody, there's always something new you can see in life or sports, except maybe for Vin Scully. Like, I literally feel if there's a guy who's seen it all, it's him.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even want to count up the games, right? I mean, you go back to the 50s and Brooklyn and all of the years. It's funny, you happen to catch me. I'm in Cooperstown working on a project here. So I just walked through the Hall of Fame, and there's a scene here where you can actually see old stadiums. Like, they have like a computer-regenerated version of old stadiums. So they have old Ebbets Field. And who's broadcasting it is Vin. And it just hits me, you know, Vin was there. I mean, Vin is not telling ancient history for him. He's telling the story of his life. So, yeah, it actually doesn't surprise me. I think he probably does want to get away from the game a little bit. Obviously, you know, he's done everything in baseball, and I know he'll catch some games, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if he sort of wants to get away a little bit and sort of, you know, be a regular person for the first time in a long, long time.
We're talking to Joe Posnanski right now, executive columnist now for MLB.com, joining us here on KMBR 1050. You bring up the Hall of Fame, Joe, and out here that always summons up images of Barry Bonds. And I'm of the belief that he should be in. I know not everybody believes me. I think he was one of the greats of all times, but I also know that he was a jerk and he made a lot of enemies out here in the media. And I think that's something different than what his playing actually was. But that being said, he's now been brought back into the fold with the Giants, which I understand, and he deserves all the accolades that people want to bestow upon him. But how are you on that? Because I just feel with Barry, there is a great deal of baggage with him, even if he now is on the path of trying to get redemption and trying to make good with the media. And if he has aged and recognized how poor some of his choices were in the way he interacted with people in the past.
Yeah, I mean, look, my feeling is always everybody has – there's always time for redemption. There's always time to sort of cut a new path and recreate who you are. I mean, I've actually been really, really impressed with Alex Rodriguez. I mean, there's a guy who he couldn't have been more at the bottom. And you know what? He didn't come out and like say all these glowing things about how he was going to change his life. He just kind of did. He just very quietly changed. And I respect that. And I don't know what's behind it, and I don't want to know. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, to me, it's not a question of motivation. It's a question of how you are and who you are. And, you know, I know Barry Bonds has tried for the last couple of years to sort of recreate himself. And I don't know if that's an effort to get into the Hall of Fame or if it's an effort just to change the storyline about him. I guess it doesn't matter. If he is willing to sort of walk the walk, I think that's great. I think it's great for baseball. I do think people have forgotten. I understand the steroid thing. I understand the PED thing. I understand all of the background. People have forgotten how good a baseball player Barry Bonds was. I mean, we're not talking about a regular, you know, even a midline Hall of Famer. We're talking about the very top end and there with the all-time greats. And it's a shame that people have forgotten that because he brought a lot of joy to a lot of people the way he played the game.
No, and, you know, it's something we kind of talk about around here at KMBR just because we go back and we listen to the old cuts and the sound of the ball off his bat is different than anyone else's, and the reaction that the fans had. I mean, I know people like to look at McGuire and Sosa and Bonds and Clemens and make them, you know, outcasts, but I don't forget what they did for baseball when baseball was going through a very painful time. I mean, those guys made Bud Selig and all his guys tons of money, and it was fun. Like, I know, I understand it's there's an asterisk now, but it was tons of fun. I don't forget that.
Well, and I think there's something else, and I think it's something that gets lost all the time. A lot of kids grew up in that time. That's when they became baseball fans. They became baseball fans because of Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and those guys. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, they, you know, the rest of us, you know, people feel cheated or feel fooled or want them to be punished. For those people, I mean, that was the game. That was the game they were given. That was the game they, you know, I always say baseball is what you think it is when you're 10 years old. And there were so many people who were 10 years old during that, you know, Barry Bonds incredible run. And those people are now coming of age. They're in their 20s. They're in their 30s. And that's baseball to them. And it really does, you know, I do understand where the sort of anger comes from, but at some point it's baseball. That's the way the game was played at that time. They've tried to change it, but I don't think you can just erase history. That's what baseball was, and Barry Bonds was the very best of the very best.
I remember when McGuire broke Maris's record, I was 16 years old. So I was not, you know, idealistic in 10, but I was old enough to recognize what was going on. And I remember when the story really broke of all the performance-enhancing drugs, more than the whispers that there had been previously, like when, Brady Anderson suddenly, you know, showing up and, you know, jacking 50 bombs. But when the story really broke, and I guess I said to myself, what people had the reaction of, oh, it was all fake. And I always said, nah, it wasn't, though, because it's, you know, I remember watching these things and having fun and watching, you know, baseball be brought back into the fold compared to just a couple years prior where you've got the strike and a lot of ugliness there. And then the only other thing, once baseball came back, that really engaged people the same way was Cal Ripken Jr. when he tried.